When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like an episode ago, maybe two, they were like super suspicious because he wasn't affected by the aliens.
It was literally last episode.
Was it the last episode? Yeah. They were like, hey man, how come you're not affected by the aliens anymore? And he's like, I don't know. And now with this episode, he's like, I'm deeply connected to the aliens. What the fuck?
I have a safe space I go to like, in there. What time I go
what?
In there?
He's like, I know where I'm going and I know where the map is. Like, dude, what are you talking about?
Oh, and they actually showed us the map of the hive mind.
It's nonsense.
It's just some hedge maze.
He's like, if you've never been there, it will mean nothing to you. F*** you. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Saltiner Podcast Covers, the worst show on Apple TV, Invasion. We are at the second to last, I'm not going to say it.
Penultimate episode.
God damn it, man.
There's no booze today, so the game doesn't matter.
Just drink something.
Don't ruin it.
Fiji.
Fiji water.
We're going to play the drinking game with Fiji.
I'm not drinking to this show.
No, I'm not either.
It's just not going to happen.
I drank while I watched this show.
It doesn't deserve it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't like the show. It's continually disappointing. Nothing's improved. Nothing makes sense.
Jude was more happy about she created a new cocktail that she really liked.
Really good.
Was it that whiskey one you showed
me?
Yeah.
And instead of watching the episode, she was just like, oh, this is so good. I should write down the recipe.
Yeah, I'm in the mode where I don't have any care at all. it's like we're recording a day early, and you really screwed me up this week because usually I watch our movie and the show today. So
yeah, Monday.
Right? And so this week, you know, the 18-hour-long movie, plus this shitty show. It was just like, just encapsulated my whole week. Maybe time I had.
Well, the good news is that there's only one more episode left.
Well, the good news was I got into bed last night. I'm like, shit, I got to watch Invasion.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Oh.
But I got into bed and I turned, you know, Apple TV on. And the first thing I did was I pushed pause. And I went, oh, thank God.
It's
only 43 minutes long. And that was before I did the stuff you could skip in the credits.
Yeah, yeah.
So in reality, it's about
half hour.
35 minutes. Yeah. So it was an easy one to get through. But man, if it had been another 55, 60-minute one, I probably wouldn't have made it. So, and I barely made it this time because I play with my phone most of the time. I was on Twitter for 3/4 of this episode.
Hey, do you remember that giant gash in that dude's leg?
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
That was yesterday.
I was like, yeah, the life literally.
She was before, a really good doctor in the before times.
Yeah, yeah.
A really good doctor. Yeah. I keep looking for it. I'm like,
and
are
apparently
is he going to limp or anything?
Some other guy wrote that episode.
Still, apparently, the United States military are the most poorly trained people on the planet. So
awful.
Yeah, it's the worst. But, you know, whatever. We'll get there.
Also, the strategy used by the movement in this episode was confusing as hell.
It was very strange.
It was like, let's throw grenades around.
Well, we don't want to kill anybody.
Let's get into it.
Are we going to tell everyone about the finale review?
Very excited to announce.
That is the light at the end of the tunnel for me.
Really kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of like makes me, okay, cool. We can actually have some fun next week.
Yeah.
So joining us for our season finale, the man himself, Schmidt from Schmitty Snippets. Right? Is that how you say it?
Schmitty's Snippets.
No Schmidt. It's not Jewish.
Schmitty's
make bagel schmears and some snippets.
Anyway, he's going to be joining us for our episode 10 review,
which
I'm very looking forward to because as entertaining as you all think our reviews are, I feel like his reviews are very entertaining.
I feel seen.
Yeah. Because all the things that I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He says, and I'm like, thank you.
I wish he was in studio.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
I'd bring snacks.
Very comedic. Great dude. Very nice. He was on the Saturday show with you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. It was good to see him there. But he'll be joining us for this horrendous season finale where we all get to get together and kind of...
claw our faces off.
It's like misery loves company.
The five people in the planet who watch this show
are
going to get together and... talk about it.
Yeah. There's literally no other reviews of the show.
Although Smitty told us something very disturbing on Saturday.
What?
He said that Invasion is the fourth most watched series on Apple TV, and that he thinks that it's going to get a third season.
Yeah. Well, good for it.
Wait, hold on.
But I'm
the
not watching.
Fourth most watched? What are the other, what's the runner?
They still got stuff like C on the list, dude. So it's competition is.
I mean, like Ted Lasso is obviously probably.
It's number one. Yeah.
Right? Ted Lasso, the morning show. Has anybody watched the morning show?
Anything that's new on Apple TV is going to be in the top five. Anything that's releasing new episodes is going
to
be in the top five.
But I think Invasion's cheap enough to make where Apple might be like, well, it's got
to be. Yeah, because there's no actual aliens in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to tweet Apple. Do not
stop.
Yeah,
I'm doing
stop
right
wasting
now.
Your money.
Doing it right now.
Yeah,
tag live Simon tweet. Kinberg in it.
Yeah, tag. Hey, this show sucks.
Yeah,
and it costs $100 million to make. Please stop,
dear. At Apple,
check out some YouTubers that are putting out original TV. Content that's actually good.
Yeah,
stop making
please,
this shit.
For the love of God, dude.
Can I put
not...
text on the screen when he says that? Just like live tweet it.
Do not
I bet you I can't.
Probably
give that horrendous.
Oh, that's the Thoris.
He's doing it.
Vile.
Oh, another one.
Blood clot.
Hard butter of a show.
It is the hard butter of TV. Yeah.
Oh, man.
A series. You call Invasion.
This is the slowest tweet ever.
This is how I do it. A third season. Curse you to hell. If you do so. Much love.
Best wishes.
The salty nerds.
May you have the day you deserve.
Sent.
Oh, I spelled curse. I got to fix the
autocorrect. All right, while we're waiting on that. Kadesh, take it away, sir. What happens in this episode?
All right, so this is the penultimate episode of season two, entitled Breakthrough. And for those of you who don't know, penultimate means second to last. And typically, you want to save all your best stuff for this episode because it's leading into the big finale, and you want people to tune in for the finale. We did not get that with this episode.
They didn't know that.
In fact, it's the shortest episode of the season, as Vader pointed out. And because very little actually happened this episode, we're doing another speed run.
Yes! Oh, was I the only one excited for that? Sorry, I overreacted. Huzzah!
All right, man, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Whatever you want to do, though.
Sweet, man. Sweet.
Cool.
All right, so here's the episode in a nutshell.
All right.
Casper outs Monty for liking discounts in Daya, then goes back to having a seizure so he can connect with the alien hive mind. The movement apparently kidnapped the army corporal who was voted into his position, along with an army transport truck in order to break into the super secret military base in Oklahoma, which everyone apparently knows about. As the movement distracts the highly trained U.S. Army soldiers, Anisha once again abandons her child and sneaks into the base with Dollhouse, where she finds Trevante and Rose. Trevante convinces Anisha that he can lead her to Sarah. And no sooner than he is released does this highly trained Navy SEAL get spotted by some guards and a firefight breaks out. Anisha then sees Sarah and her plan becomes shoot at some lights and grab her daughter and get captured immediately. Brilliant. Meanwhile, the World Defense Organization realizes that the aliens who had invisible ships all this time are invisible too. And there's no such thing as alien-free zones on the planet. Then they refuse to share this information about the 8 epicenters of alien activity with the one base that's made any progress in figuring out the aliens because Maya is a bitch that nobody likes. But don't worry, Mitsuki is out in the magical forest and somehow connects to the alien hive mind where she meets Casper. And they both realize that the center of the alien hive consciousness is the big fucking mothership that's been in the sky this entire time.
Oh,
shit. Oh my fucking God. The biggest alien ship orbiting the planet is the thing controlling all the aliens?
What?
What a revelation.
What?
Plot twist. Who could have fucking seen that coming? What a breakthrough. Hence the name of the penultimate episode and the worst penultimate episode ever. And also Jim Bell Tyson's still dead.
Yay. The end. Thank you, everybody. Let's go.
Cheers. Let's
talk about something else. Man, I don't even know where to start with this.
Can we talk about the military strategy of entering the base?
Okay, we can.
Yeah.
But first off, where did they get the bus and the uniforms And where did they capture the guy that they had at gunpoint?
No, no, no.
And all this stuff. No. I mean, I don't get it.
I want to know. I want to know. In that vein, where did they find a military outfit that fit her 12-year-old son
perfectly?
Perfectly.
Well, he's 27.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah,
that's
somebody's going to correct me in the comments. Actually, he's 16. Actually, I looked it up.
I just I laughed when I saw that. He's wearing like an outfit now. If the show took any time whatsoever, they'd be like, let's put him in like a slightly oversized outfit because he's a kid and he's wearing somebody else's uniform that they presumably either left naked or killed.
But yeah, or just not bother and have him hide.
I thought it was cool that literally everybody in the resistance or the movement or whatever the fuck they're
all
called.
All 40 people?
They found perfectly matching uniforms for everybody in the
group. Well, yeah, they
so what happened was they took a vote and now they're the military.
Yeah.
So when we were watching this episode, I was asking the same questions Vader was. So first of all, they're camping out inside a natural history museum at the beginning of the episode.
Sure.
So I don't know why they pitch tents inside.
I said the same thing. I'm like, why is she in a tent?
Well, they had them on set. So they were like, I mean, we got to use them, right?
Well, this you got to protect yourself from the books. Okay, because they might fall.
You guys, there's dinosaurs in here.
A little bit of privacy goes a long way.
Yeah, but so here's the thing, right? So that military base that they took over that had been abandoned by the military, I guess, where they voted the corporal to be their commanding officer. So at the end of that episode, they're seen driving off with like, you know, Humvees and stuff like that. So basically they took that transport that they were in. And apparently they also kidnapped the corporal to drive the transport in order to get them into the base. But I'm like, wouldn't the soldiers that they left behind like radio ahead or something like warn the
military? They put duct tape over their mouths.
Yeah, there's no electricity. Yeah.
But apparently they kidnapped that one guy that they were about to torture and forced him to like...
You're driving. Save
them in. Yeah.
Yeah, you're driving now. For 8 hours.
And I'm gonna have a gun next to you.
Next to your kidney.
Next to your kidney.
Like, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? If the guy's like, hey, I'm being held hostage, you're gonna shoot him in the kidney?
Why really? Didn't he just wink? Yeah. Wink at the guy.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't worry about it. No, the guys in the bag, they all lost their IDs, except for me.
Yeah.
It's stolen. I still have mine because it wasn't on me when they raided us.
Especially the little girl one.
The strategy
extra
was
small uniform.
The strategy was so like they all look like U.S. Army soldiers, but they're going to go through the cornfield and start throwing grenades in order to distract the soldiers away from the entrance to the.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they all got access. They were like, "Take your guys in there. Go ahead." Like they could have just drove up.
Yeah.
But no, we're gonna throw a bunch of grenades over here, almost killing a handful of people. Like
all the corn they sacrificed.
Man, the crows. That were flying around in figure eights in the sky.
That doesn't mean anything. they were like just throwing grenades anywhere and everywhere. What? And one of them almost hit like a whole crew of soldiers. And they were like, oh, shit. But I'm like, are you drawing them towards you?
I think they were trying to draw them away from the base. They didn't want to actually hurt anybody. Thus, the throwing the grenades, the making the noise and the shooting the lights and the.
And I gotta say, this is a very different movement than what we saw at the end of season one,
right.
where they killed piece of shit.
They
were trying to steal the alien artifact, and
that was a different movement. Stuff. That was the bowel movements. These are the nicer movements.
It was the Canadian movement.
Also, the scene in the Natural History Museum where Anisha is talking to Dollhouse. Like you get the sense, like I was watching that thing and I was like, why is Dollhouse like so enamored with her? There was no buildup of this relationship. Like Dollhouse has always just been simping for Anisha since like the moment they met. It didn't come off as authentic at all.
Well, Dollhouse once was a line cook.
Dollhouse is
and that's hot.
He's from Canada, right?
Yeah,
British presumably. Columbia.
Does he have like Logan's healing factor? Is that a Canadian thing?
He's fine.
Some maple syrup
in it. It's fine.
They've literally forgotten.
They forgot.
Then his leg got
he
cut
doesn't
off
even
like
have
48
a limp.
Hours ago.
Doesn't even have a limp.
It's ridiculous.
I was like, at least have him like kind of hobbling around.
Yeah. This is a wound so bad that if they didn't treat it immediately, he would have died.
He had put a tourniquet on it. Like because it got just destroyed.
It was like an inch from his artery.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I don't
That's going to need a stitch. Put a stitch in it.
I don't even care.
I just think
what
it's funny.
What a Canadian stitching, man.
What a Canadian stitching.
Oh, I just frightened. Oh, hey, you know, I don't know how you do it. How do you do that?
I don't know. It's totally fine.
It's totally fine. I can't. My jaw hurts.
Yeah, you know, we have the, you know, we have the healing factor up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have super healers.
Hey, you know what? That Tim Hortons will do a thing for
it's
you.
It's doing really good. You know what I mean? It's the maple syrup.
Yeah.
And the beer.
That's the way to go.
Syrup and beer. Makes you heal really up really fast.
Just turn it into a salve.
Yeah, just turn it, mix it with some salt.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
rub
yeah,
it on the wound.
You'd be like, "Who told you to put the bomb on?" I didn't tell you to put the bomb on.
Make it a bomb.
Make it a bomb. You know what a bomb does?
I love that episode.
Me too. Oh shit!
So what you do is you put the belt on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So fine. Just put a stitch in it. Put the bomb. Drink the beer and the syrup. Good. Okay. Good. What are we doing?
Oh, Canadian mystics on the drive.
Anyway, yeah, the strategy for entering this encampment was strange, to say the least.
Well, they just drove up to the gate.
My favorite part
faked
came.
Them out.
My favorite part came was when they actually got into the bunker, and they took they if I remember correctly, and I might have not been paying attention, so you can correct me if I haven't, but they took a badge off of a normal infantry dude.
Yeah.
Wasn't anybody important? Wasn't the general? Wasn't anything. That literally unlocked every fucking door
in
the base.
That everybody has access to everything in today's
modern
world.
Equal access.
Yeah.
Because that's what's fair.
Because that's what the plot needed.
Yeah. I can't even do that at my job.
I'm like, and every door they swiped and unlocked, they all had keypads. So it'd be like, bloop. And then they didn't have to put in a keypad because they were like, well, I have the all unlocked keypads. Well,
just in case you forget your badge, just type in the key.
It's one, two, three, four.
Really easy for you.
Yeah, the code is 1234. Okay, just type that in and you'll get access to everything.
That's it.
Totally fine.
What killed me is like, so as Dollhouse and Anisha are making their way through this secret military underground bunker, I'm sitting there and I'm like, they built all this in 4 months?
Yeah. 4 months.
The same time they were laying the cement structures for the giant poop hole.
It's
an
underground bunker. It's huge.
It's not a bunker. It's a facility. It's a fucking base. It's like Raccoon City underneath.
It's got water and power ridiculous. And all types of
things. Yeah, where's the power coming from? The city?
I guess.
I don't understand how electricity works in this show, because sometimes they're in a post-apocalyptic place, staying in tents inside of mystery museums, and other times they're in full-fledged powered military bases.
It just magically appeared in the cornfield.
Just like what?
What killed me is the woman king in this episode talked about how food's running out, and I'm like, we literally a couple episodes ago saw people at a barbecue, like just
there's a whole field of corn out there. Yeah. What just do you mean you don't have any food?
Yeah,
it might be seed corn or feed corn.
Nothing here makes any sense because like they keep saying like how bad things are, but like we don't see.
It seems fine.
Yeah, like it just seems like a little inconvenience.
There's
right?
Just some, there's just some giant things in the sky. No big deal.
Oh, we gotta talk about
alien brain bugs. No big deal. Whatever.
We've gotta talk about the goddamn giant floating city.
Oh, we will. Okay.
Before we do,
yeah.
I'd just like to say thank God Rose found Billy.
Yeah.
So she can serve him divorce papers.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to sign this.
Wake up, shithead.
That's right. We rescued Devontae. Everybody got to meet together for the first time ever this episode.
Sort of. But what's funny about this is that Anisha comes across Trevante, and he convinces her he knows where Sarah is. Let us out. And then he convinces her to give him a gun. He's like, I'm an expert Navy SEAL sniper. And
I'm the best shooter you've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm the best shooter.
Oh, my God. That's right. He's like, give me the fucking gun, lady.
I'm a Navy SEAL.
I'm a way better shot than you are.
I did four tours.
And then
did four tours in NAM. I'm the best. A great shot.
And then the show
does
something.
If you want to live, you got to give me the gun.
The show does something creative. And they go into first person mode. Just to show you
video game mode.
Just to show you how good of a shot Trevante is, because he shoots a light and then a steam pipe.
Well, yeah.
That completely knocks the two guys that were shooting at them out.
Would freak me out.
Good job, show.
He shoots one bullet and it kills both guys.
Yeah.
Well, nobody got killed. There's nobody got shot.
No, nobody got
sarcastic.
When, yeah. And I especially love it when she finds Sarah and she's like, she's got the gun and she, where she got a pistol at this point.
Cause yeah,
I
think she's all like speaking in Hindu-y or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then she's like, I got to get her out of here. And there's this big spiral staircase that they're all around. So she shoots a light and the very well-trained military guys all scatter. Yeah. She grabs her daughter and then
runs up the
stairs. Assuming that physics works, she has to carry her daughter up the spiral staircase while the other guys just watch.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, she's gone now.
Because they know their homies are up there waiting for her.
Yeah. Like the moment she emerges from the secret military bunker, all the people that were supposed to be distracted in the cornfield are there.
They're back.
Obviously.
They're
back
to capture her.
Yeah, they're back.
But what was crazy is like, so as Anisha is trying to rescue Sarah, Trevante and Rose go to the area where they're holding all like the kidnapped people, like abducted people, and they find Billy, and Billy's just sitting there looking like completely drugged out. The minute that Rose recognizes him and walks up, Jude and I were like, sign the divorce papers.
Just take his hand and just be like,
Trevante, Billy,
you're my witness.
Yeah. Sorry, Billy, I'm with Trevante now.
But wouldn't you think like so? As soon as Anisha grabs Sarah, you'd think that she'd fall back to meet up with like her people, and then they could like kind of negotiate their way out or something like that.
Well, you know, she can't go back to what's Walgreens? What's his name?
Dollhouse.
Because he should be hobbling really hard for him to keep up with her at this point, right?
Where did he go?
No,
he was with Trevante.
Why did she leave her son behind again?
Again.
Well, he's okay.
Because she hates her kids.
Yeah, then he doesn't matter. It's all about Sarah. Yeah,
she's like, he's the only one who didn't have a bulletproof vest on, too. I think she's trying to kill her kid.
She only likes her kids when her kids are missing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Also, what was it? Ketchup Girl and Piece of Shit Junior needed some quality time together.
She wasn't even in this episode.
No, she was.
She was?
Yeah. No, she was in one of the military outfits. And she
had an outfit that fit her, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And she was talking to her dad.
Uh-huh. It was a crop top for teens.
All right.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. Did you guys talk about how Trevante was like fucking Sherlock Holmes for a minute there?
No.
Oh, dude. So he's still in the cage. We're going to rewind a little bit. He's in the cage, right? And she comes out there and she's like, who are you? She's all super suspicious of the people in the jail.
Oh, Trevante Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, about
super
like
soldier.
And he's like, I know you're not military.
Your boots are blaster low. Who are you?
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you real hard.
What?
Your boots aren't tight.
He's got this smug look on his face like he's hot shit. Like, dude, what? It's the apocalypse.
You know what? You can stay in jail if you're going to criticize my outfit.
Right? Yeah, I know you're not in the military because your pants aren't tucked in. Fuck you.
Your shoes aren't regulation. Fuck off. It's the apocalypse, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's not the apocalypse. It's the alien invasion.
Is there a difference?
Well, yeah.
Between the apocalypse and the invasion?
Well, yeah.
We're going to cancel the apocalypse, right?
We're going to cancel the apocalypse. We should watch that movie.
We should review it. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Listen, 5 hour long,
80-year-old
movie.
Listen,
I'm upset.
I don't want to hear any more shit out of you for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about the show.
You want to talk about Casper?
Casper.
Oh, Casper.
Did he do anything this episode?
He got real catty.
He was like,
Monty.
She should know you want to fuck her.
Listen, Monty is still my favorite character on the show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a real low bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted.
Monty.
But Monty is saying some truth bombs here.
Yeah.
He's like, dickhead, I like her. I don't want her to die.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to kill her? Asshole?
Just wants to make out with her.
Sure, man. Get your thing. You know, his dad's a freak.
Zendaya can't decide who she likes.
Yeah.
Go back to the fuck palace and have some fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's the end of the world.
Also, apparently, Casper can just have seizures on
command.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Just drops into seizure mode.
He's a mutant. Hold on a second. Like an episode ago, maybe two, they were like super suspicious because he wasn't affected by the aliens.
It was literally last episode.
Was it the last episode? Yeah. They were like, hey, man, how come you're not affected by the aliens anymore? And he's like, I don't know. And now with this episode, he's like, I'm deeply connected to the aliens.
What the fuck? I have a safe space I go to like, in there. What time I go
what?
In there?
Uh-huh. He's like, I know where I'm going and I know where the map is. Like, dude, what are you talking about?
Oh, and they actually showed us the map of the
it's
hive
nonsense.
Mind.
It's nonsense. It's just
some hedge maze.
He's like, if you've never been there, it will mean nothing to you. Fuck you. Uh-huh.
I feel like that should have been Charlie Day with his conspiracy.
God
map.
Damn it, dude. It was not. The picture looks like just squiggles. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, it doesn't look like a maze.
I need some more purple.
Why? Why does it need purple and pink when we later on in this episode, when we actually go there, it's all just like blue lightning. There's no colors. What the fuck is this show talking about?
And also, like, when Casper first comes out of his first coma of the episode, he's like, the aliens were there and they were fighting me. And then, like, at the end of the episode, it's like, where are the aliens again?
It's fine. It's just, it's like the hedge maze in The Shining.
Does the hive mind have, like, a pinkish hue?
I wish I could remember the lines because I do the thing with Jude where she could play Mitsuki.
Oh.
And I could go, are you real? I don't know. Are you real?
I'm totally real.
I'm totally real.
He's got his hair in his face and he's like, totally real.
I just Where got off we? My shift at Abercrombie.
Yeah,
are you real?
Well, that's what I'll be.
Hey.
You want to talk about Mitsuki's storyline?
Yeah, let's do Mitsuki and the glowy forest of Neverwhere.
Yeah, where the fuck was that?
Who the fuck knows, dude? There's just
like, was that in her mind?
It's
or?
Like Narnia or Pandora or something.
Yeah, I was like, they don't explain it right away. I was like, no. Where is she? That's not the same forest that Maya was running through.
It's the Amazon.
Yeah, it's the Amazon.
I was like, is this in her brain?
I don't know.
But it's infected with alien spores now.
But at the end, Maya's holding Mitsuki in the magical forest. Like, it's the same place.
She went out through the light path. Where they have all the torch things set up.
Mm-hmm.
And
why is it gold?
And she went off the path and she found the glowy things. And she I'm going to connect with the hive mind through the glowy things because everything's connected. And then she like went into a trance and found Monty or Casper.
Is this what's happening when the aliens are terraforming the planet? Because it doesn't look bad.
Yeah, they're terraforming.
It looks pretty cool.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Very glowy.
It looks
very
magical.
Avatar.
But I don't know if it's real or if it's in her head because they don't explain that.
Mm-hmm.
They also like, oh,
they don't know either. Dude.
Don't worry
just
about
be real.
Don't worry about the light bright butthole that died last episode. That doesn't matter anymore.
Totally fine.
Now there's another way you can get into the hive mind.
Yeah,
and it's through the roots.
Yeah, that portal closing had
nothing.
No difference.
Doesn't that whole thing with the portal and the butthole?
In fact, it just made it easier for us to connect psychically.
Holy
now.
Holy shit!
Instead of going through the butthole, what
the entire.
Entire season.
Entire butthole storyline means
nothing.
Nothing. Just a big old nothing. Fart.
Big old fart in the wind. Queef. Big old queef in the wind.
But if it hadn't been for the butthole, we wouldn't know about the click clacks and the Morse code.
That doesn't matter anyway.
The click clacks.
Because they're not using that information to get any closer to the aliens.
Uh-uh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
If they go into the alien hive mind and they hear a bunch of clicks and Mitsuki's like, oh, they're saying turn left. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It like nothing in the show. Oh my God, nothing in the show matters.
Nothing really matters.
They forget plot points from three episodes ago. They don't.
They drag storylines.
They set stuff. They set stuff up and don't finish them. They finish things that they never set up. They forget things that they did. They're completely inconsistent in everything that they do with this show. It's ridiculous.
The crazy thing, and I think Jude fell asleep by this point.
I did fall asleep.
I don't blame you.
Mitsuki enters the alien consciousness. I guess she was guided there by Hinata in some way, shape, or form. But Casper's there, and Casper and Mitsuki meet for the first time.
Yeah.
And the dialogue exchange here is so painful. They're like, are you real? And instead of Casper saying yes, he's just like...
Oh, he's like super cryptic about it?
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up, dude. Just say yes.
Yeah. and I think that they're both a little bit suspicious of each other at first, but like they've been kind of like flirting with like meeting these two characters for like the entire season. But then like they come to the revelation that like the hedge maze, as you put it, is the connected alien consciousness. Mm-hmm. And then they look up and they see... You know, the
spire,
well, it's basically the shape of the alien mothership,
right?
That has been in the horizon since like the end of season one.
The giant space uterus in space.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you mean to tell me that the alien mothership is where all the aliens communicate from?
No way.
What? And that's your big reveal?
Yeah, that's your big breakthrough. It's like, why hasn't the military been shooting nukes at that thing the whole time, right? Because like, it's hard to miss that one. They could just Independence Day it, just like fucking fly a space shuttle up there.
Hello, boys.
Yeah.
I'm back.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Off the coast of Florida. Right there. The whole time. And they're like, oh my God.
Like, it'll probably end up fucking up Florida, but Florida was fucked up anyway.
It's fine. It'll just be underwater. There's too many crocodiles there anyway.
I mean, everything should be underwater anyway from the water displacement for the giant motherships landing.
That have fallen, yeah, in the nuclear holocaust.
There was no tidal waves or nothing, man.
The Earth is a disaster, right. But we still have power and we still have Wi-Fi because we can FaceTime the king woman president lady
anytime we want. There's that giant space beam coming out of the center of the planet.
Huh?
Oh, wait, different story.
Oh, okay. I'm like, did I fall asleep during something? Maybe. I don't know. It's very frustrating. This show is very frustrating.
I think the same people who wrote this show wrote Eternals. That would make sense.
Oh, yeah.
That would make way sense. Did Kinberg have anything to do with the MCU?
Well, he did Dark Phoenix, the X-Men movie. Mm.
The dude's a hack.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
And he wants two more seasons.
No.
Just to get to the actual invasion part.
Yeah, what's this supposed to be? The pre-war or something?
So in the first season was like the setup.
Uh-huh.
And then this season is the start of the invasion.
Okay. Obviously.
And, yeah. And what kills me is like, so there was this big moment with the World Defense Coalition where they're like, wait a minute, the aliens are invisible. And like we saw in the very first scene of season one where like that alien sneezer crash lands in the desert.
Yeah.
And it's like invisible. Cloaked. Yeah.
Yeah. We knew that.
Yeah. And like also Mitsuki revealed that the cloaking field happened with like the tripod stuff. So like, why is this a big revelation that the aliens can be invisible?
Because they forgot.
But they just remembered.
Well, they also forgot that they could turn the cloaking thing off with the frequency that they learned. And they used it once and then blew up a bunch of ships. And then they were like, well, that was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And also nothing came of that, apparently, except now that we got the dog walkers instead of the fridge crawlers.
No more sneezers.
Yeah, what happened to the sneezers? Why aren't there sneezers just running around like sneezing on people and like killing them all?
I have to sneeze really bad right now.
And what happened to all like the tripods that could be there and like basically just be like sending out like shock fields that like destroy square miles of stuff?
There are no answers to any questions. None. What's the hedge maze? I don't know. Why does nobody shoot down the mothership? I don't know.
Why are you running through a cornfield throwing grenades and shooting guns?
I don't know. Why is there a hole in the ground in the middle of Oklahoma?
Did you do all of that in 4 months?
Where's Jim Bill Tyson?
He's still dead.
He's not in the room with all the other derps.
No, it wasn't there because they couldn't get Sam Neill to come back for this fucking awful show.
Yeah.
I think I'm so happy there's only one more episode.
Oh. I bet he got a bunch of angry tweets from people that were like, how dare you,
you
be in the first episode of this show?
Catfish this.
He's like, trust me, I wrote this script. Yeah. You don't want me in this show. I paid off my contract to die in the first episode. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. I there's no answers to any questions. Everything's very frustrating and nobody knows. None of the writers know what they're doing. I think they sit in separate rooms and write episodes that.
They each get a character and their characters have to talk to each other, but they're all in separate rooms.
Right? Yeah. Just guess what the other one's saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, we get an episode where all the storylines are finally starting to converge, where you have Trevante meeting Anisha. You have Mitsuki meeting Casper.
Mitsuki,
yeah. We already got Casper meeting Trevante, and so like now all the main storylines have at some point come together. But the question is still like, okay, where is this going? Like, why does any of this matter?
I don't know.
The fuck you say, kid?
This is the loathsome show.
Yeah, it is.
Odious, even.
Is there anything else?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys. since this is the penultimate episode, what are your predictions for the finale?
The predictions are...
Introduce a new character.
That's the key to everything.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
I was going to say the predictions are I push the off button and never. I go play a video game and I never think about it again.
Yeah, for real. For real, dude. I'm never going to give this show another thought. Our subscribership would have to like severely go way up.
Don't even put.
And we would just have to get a mountain of like fan mail. Just be like, do Invasion Season 3. If there's not
and like 10 more sponsors.
If there's
from Apple.
I need an Apple swag bag.
Yeah. I need an Apple executive being like, we're going to pay you to keep reviewing this show.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a C hoodie.
I'll think about it.
Here's a bag of money.
Can you make the show better? No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's a bag of money.
I understand we're still going to trash it every week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're never going to pay
us. I think they're definitely going to introduce a new main character that we'll never see again in season 3.
Oh, maybe.
And also they're going to set up a new terrible thing that's about to happen.
Can Anisha go find her sister and she'd be even worse?
Anisha has a sister? God.
What if they brought back Piece of Shit?
Let's make one.
Yeah, they would just bring back her husband.
Yeah,
he wasn't dead all this time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was down with the bowel movements.
No. He found his mistress, and they're raising their daughter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was pregnant, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 months. She's still pregnant.
Well, she's still pregnant.
So she's like six now. The kids would be like six.
She gives birth to a baby. It's like 4 years old. And she's like
aliens.
Whatever. Remember the spores?
It don't matter.
Nothing matters.
What about
Turns
the shard?
Out they make your jungles gold. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. What about the shard?
The shard's going to make Piece of Shit Junior into superhero.
His sister's not affected by it.
So, I don't know. Can we stop? Can we talk about something
else? Yes, we could. Yeah.
So do you guys think that the series is going to conclude next episode, or are they going to leave it open?
They'll leave it open.
They're going to leave it open.
It's going to be super unsatisfying, and it's going to end on like seven different cliffhangers that nobody has an idea of how to wrap up.
I just want Mark Wahlberg to go, oh, no.
Oh. Now, if they brought Mark Wahlberg back and do it, I might watch it.
If Mark Wahlberg was in season 3, you'd watch the show?
If Wahlberg was in season 3, I might watch it.
They're trying to honey trap you again.
Because at that point, you know, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's over. It's just
they're in on the joke.
Bring an Optimus Prime in. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, let me ask you guys this. If at the very end of episode 10, Sam Neill shows up.
Nope.
Are we watching season 3?
We're not committing to anything. Nope. As of right now, it's a hard no, no matter what you do.
Jude's like, I'm not watching
season 3. The show.
Yeah. Well, Schmitty will be here next week.
I'm so excited for Schmitty.
That'll be the best part of this whole entire experience is hanging out with Schmitty and talking about this show.
Yeah. So glad we found him.
Yeah, me too. I just Googled Invasion reviews and it was us and him. And I was like, hey. I'm really glad he's good at his job.
Hello, neighbor.
Yeah. Howdy ho, neighbor. All right, guys. So tune in for season 2, episode 10, or a final review for this show.
Ever. Fuck this show.
I want 10 hours of my life back.
Yeah. I want to watch the bowel movement show. Invasion Bowel Movement.
The spinoff.
The spinoff.
It becomes the Walking Dead franchise. Yeah.
It's just constant spinoffs that go nowhere.
Night of the Invasion.
Invasion. Two militaries, one silo.
It's a Invasion City.
Flamethrower Gorge. It's just a spinoff.
The Battle of Flamethrower Gorge. That's right.
If I were in the military, I'd be so insulted by this show.
Oh, it's awful.
Like as soon as the movement started storming the base, I turned to Judah. I was like, what's the over-under on the U.S. military just surrendering right now?
Those two guys did, though.
Yep.
They walk up, they were like, oh, gosh.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, you guys are serious. Ooh, better pull my gun down. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're done. All right. So next week, Schmitty's here. We're going to have some fun. Join us. And then that's the last time I ever want to talk about this show.
Yes.
So stay salty. We'll see you guys next week for the final episode. Bye-bye.